right, let's get right to it. Noah Hyles in Denver. The Pirates taking on the worst team in Major League Baseball starting tonight. They've won 8 out of 9. Who cares? Let's get to the deadline. Noah, thank you for joining us. I know it's early out there. Denver, great town, great place. Give us a grade on Ben Cherington's performance yesterday.
F. I have nothing else. I mean, that was a failure. That didn't go well. It was bad.
What hurts the most, do you think?
Worse than bad. To hear him say they moved Bailey Falter to clear a roster spot for young pitching, and then for him to follow up and say, after moving Bailey Falter, it didn't make any sense to move Andrew Heaney, who is a worse pitcher than Bailey Falter, who's older than Bailey Falter, and who has no club control remaining after this season. Guys, this was an organization that last year DFA'd 2 veterans in the final week of the season to create playing time opportunities for younger players. One of them happened to have an incentive bonus coming up, but it wasn't for that. It was to create playing time for younger players. And now, for 2 months, we're going to have 3 guys, all in their 30s, all on expiring contracts, taking reps from younger players. Tommy Pham got traded twice last year. He's a better player this year. Couldn't find a way to move him. IKF, Andrew Heaney. These are guys that are playoff regulars. Couldn't move him. This is the same GM, by the way, that put Austin Hedges on a World Series winning baseball team 2 years ago. Couldn't move IKF. No value there. I just don't get it, man. It was bad. F.
Noah, they could have gotten bigger name players, but weren't comfortable with the price tag. Your reaction to that?
Oh, I'm Bednar?
Yes.
Yeah. I talked with people in the front office for 2 different teams that were finalists for Bednar. I won't reveal those teams, but they were heavily interested in him going down to the final couple of days. They ended up both getting different relievers. The price, the asking price, originally told to me by both teams, was a top 5 prospect at minimum. I reported that. Yesterday morning, they both told me they expected David Bednar to net, at minimum, a top 75 prospect in baseball. 2 separate people, 2 separate organizations, 2 separate leagues, one in the National League, one in the American League. These people don't know each other. This was just overwhelmingly similar info. The Pirates had their asking price. I know some of the players they asked about. They are all better than what they got from the New York Yankees. I don't think Flores, I don't think he's like going to be a bad player. I just don't think he is the best player they could have got for a 2-time All-Star closer who's putting up really good numbers. And to go a little bit further now on that, he's now their 2nd most important hitting prospect in the system behind Connor Griffin. Because this is a guy that you need to be on your opening day roster next year.
Yeah.
And if he's not, that's a problem. Fans are going to let him hear it. They're going to let the Pirates hear it. And let's go the other route, though. If he is, where's he playing?
But you're platooning him with Horwitz.
He plays first base and he plays catcher. Those are two positions that you've made heavy investments in. At catcher, you have a 1-1 pick. You have a former top 100 prospect. And then at first base, you have a guy that was your biggest move of all last offseason. Oh, or is he just going to chase Kutch out of the building and make and be the DH? Those are your three options.
Noah, you're just cooking right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's just cooking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Noah, the Pirates once fam, IKF, Heaney are off the books, plus the money that they cleared up with the deals that they made yesterday, and guys like Andrew McCutchen and Barucki and others. All told, $41 million thereabouts could come off the payroll. So is that money, do you think, going to be reinvested into the team? Can, I mean, that would be the defense if I'm Ben Cherington. Hey, this is what we're trying to do. Is that how you read his comments yesterday? And do you expect for that to happen?
I asked him. I said, is it fair to assume you guys are going to be a bigger player in free agency this year? Because everything else is aligned. You know what? Because their logic was rebuild the farm, create open spaces for younger players who might be here now or who won't be here now but could be acquired in the offseason. And they did that. They're going to have open spots in their rotation for Bubba Chandler, Yoan Oviedo, Hunter Barco. They're going to have their spots when Heaney is inevitably placed on waivers here soon because they couldn't trade him. And like they have an opening at third, they have openings in the corner outfield spots. Like they have those openings and they added more depth to their farm. So they maybe could trade some other prospects. They could trade a Thomas Harrington, a Tamar Johnson. They could move these guys now because they have other depth in their farm system because of these moves, but they got to spend. If they don't spend, then it doesn't matter. It cannot just be reallocating $41 million. A win is valued at $8 million on Fangraphs. They are not 5 WAR away from being a playoff team. A 1.5 WAR player makes them significantly better, but 5 collective WAR doesn't change a whole heck of a lot for this team. It just doesn't. So you need to spend more than that. And I asked about that. And the response I got was one similar to what we get every time we ask about spending in free agency. It's an important part. But at the end of the day, we've got to be better at development and we've got to be better at getting good trade returns. Okay.
Noah, Skeens has been outspoken lately. He talked to Zangrilli the other day, and he was outspoken. How do you think his reaction is to all of this the next time he probably speaks or is asked about the trade deadline? What do you think his reaction is?
I don't know. I don't want to put words in the guy's mouth. I won't just speak for Paul. I mean, every person I've talked to about the Pirates' activities yesterday was confused. Agents, people I know who work for other teams, people within the own organization were texting me saying, what the hell's going on? Family members of players asking me what is going on. I would have to assume that line of thinking applies to people in the clubhouse too. I mean, David Bednar was a very popular teammate. And if he was moved for a guy that they thought aligned with the goal, which would get better for 2026, if David Bednar brought in, you know, a guy who is a top 100 prospect or someone with a little bit more of a big league established pedigree, I think people would have been understanding. But when you look around and you see what people who are just as good as David Bednar brought in return, some guys with less control, some guys with more control.
Noah, I'm going to
ask. I don't know how Paul Skeens or anyone else would feel about that.
Probably not good. Noah, I'm going to ask you the hardest question that I've ever asked you because of the stipulation I'm going to put on it. One word, do you think Charrington's back next year or not?
No. I mean,
but are you okay? So I lied. Are you confident in that? No, because I look at yesterday and clearly he had a ton of freedom to do whatever it was that he wanted to do. But by all accounts out there, except for Jim Bowden, who gave him a B-, they did a terrible job. He did a terrible job. Like, I don't come away from this feeling strong one way or another whether the guy's going to be back or not.
All the moves he made indicates that he's running the offseason. He like said, I don't have the quote verbatim in front of me, but like one of the first answers he gave us was essentially this was phase one of the plan. And like phase two is reinvesting that money and making other trades this offseason, trading prospects, maybe trading Mitch Keller and filling other positions through that payroll they have to use now. I think he is operating under the assumption of that he'll be back.
Yeah. Noah, this was wonderful. You kind of went with your Barack Obama cadence today. Mm-hmm. I mean, very long pauses. It's been a very long couple of weeks for you, and you're out on the West Coast, and you're waking up early. The information, great, as always. Get some slumber, pal, and we will talk to you soon, and we'll continue to read you in the Post-Gazette.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Noah.